watched those machines moving across that land and moving that dirt. And I just got excited and I walked up to where our little pond gonna be, or is, I guess now, because it's getting there. And I just looked in and I'm just praising the Lord and shouting His praises and declaring what's gonna happen on that property, all for His glory. But no man glories in what God is doing, because it's God and God alone, amen? So I'm just getting excited. So I took some pictures and I sent them to your pastor. And all of a sudden, I get a text back. Now, mind you, it's like 12 of midnight. It's past that now, because that was like an hour ago. So it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, 2 in the morning now. And so I was shocked I got a text back. So I put him on FaceTime and just started letting him watch that dirt move. And he said, man, you never thought dirt would be so exciting to watch it move, did you? And he said, I know, it is so awesome. So it is moving. How exciting is that? And Carol, thank you so much for posting pictures out there for us. That is, it just gives you just like an extra kick in your day when you see that stuff. And so, and all the rest of you that's posting, we just, man, it's amazing. Amen? God is good. Well, there's miracles happening over in Uganda right now. They're all excited about it. You guys will tune in to Pastor Peter Dosik Ministries in the morning, PDM. They come on about 7:30. And you'll hear about what's going on over there. They'll start to give you some testimonies, and they'll obviously give you their little morning prayer or talk that they give. And then at the end of it, they went into some miracles. So it was pretty cool to watch, and it gives me a good. Well, you wanted some pictures. I guess you got some pictures. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I think that they started early in the day. They weren't supposed to start that night. They go there. There's like already 2,000 or more leaders gathered. And so they went ahead and they just started preaching to them early. And so I'm telling you, those people are hungry. There's, I think the facility, I think we talked about before, seats almost 30,000 people. And then they've got room outside to set people. And so literally, they're being able to preach to thousands. And when you're over there and you're in one of those crusades, when the first person comes up and starts to give a testimony about what God just did to them, and these people know them, they see them, and they know that this person couldn't walk and now are walking. They know this person couldn't hear, but now they're hearing. They know this person couldn't see, but now they're seeing. They know that this person could barely crawl. Like the one time, the guy was just literally just pulling himself, and then he walks off the stage. They know this stuff is real, but it's not made up. We don't know these people. And when they see that happen, then the salvations happen because they see that our God is real. Amen? So with amen, amen. You know, and if I was them, I'd say, well, if that's real, and if they're getting healed, then he has risen from the grave. And he has come because he loves me. Because if one part of that word is real, every part of that word is real. Amen? So we're excited about what's going over there. We're excited to have Brother Mark and Sister Debbie Duncan with us tonight. We're excited to start hear the word. Amen. He preached a great word last night. So we'll just get worship going, get offering done, and we'll unleash the man of God to give us the word that he has for us. Amen. Amen. So if y'all want to stand up, Father God, we just come before you and we just give you this night. We give you every day, Lord God, because it all belongs to you. We're thankful that we get to live in it and walk in it. And walk this walk with you, Lord God. We're grateful that we get to walk this walk with each other. Father God, we just ask that you pour yourself out on us tonight as we seek you, as we worship you, Lord God, as we come after you, Lord God. I thank you that as we come after you, you're definitely coming after us, and there's just a collision of course in our future. Lord God, we just thank you that you just ride with us tonight and pour in your presence tonight, Lord God, and do everything that you want to do tonight, Lord. Say everything that you want to say tonight, that everything you've done that you want done tonight. Father, we just yield to your spirit today, and we just give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shouting my praises to go before, fighting the battle, I'm winning the war. And I pray
I'm Just like God, let me shake it and let me create you in the way that God is going to do something in your life today.
So, you, don't look back, but look ahead. Don't look behind you. Look to where God is taking you. Praise God. Listen to the rest of the story. Just as black as coal. Hallelujah. And she's got darker feet and she's so cute. You can't even God will protect you. God, I had people that God gave me friendships. And I was like, what? This happened. It was divine. Several years. And then he said, my father-in-law, a Holy Ghost preacher, walked into a gay bar and brought me out of there and took me back to a room, and I shook up beneath the power of God for 2 or 3 days and was set free from that. When he told me his testimony, I almost jumped out of the car and started, oh, that the grace of God has no limits. I mean, God's getting ready to send some people in here that you'd never think they'd go to church, but the gospel is going to reach them. God's getting ready to send some people in here that some other Christians have given up on. it, and you can't get it off. Hallelujah. So my woman's got her a tattoo. Praise God. I want God to tattoo you with this message tonight that you're not going to die in the heat of the wilderness. You're not going to stay where you're at. You know, put your seatbelt on, but you've had the same problem for 25 years. It may not be the Lord's fault. It's never the Lord's fault. I don't know about you, but I sense something coming on me in this meeting. We are well able to go up and take the country and possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Thank God I feel a Caleb spirit in this house. Israel, they listened to a complete having stayed in the wilderness. They had a 12-man committee that went in to survey the promised land, and it was a whole 10-2. Some of the stupidest spread of the intelligence after the business. You know, the work of God is not a democracy. Can you say amen? God is the it is you build this new house for the glory of God. If you remember where you get stuff, get committees to start working on things. Trouble, but we'll press on. You know, if you get 10 people on a committee to pick a color, you'll have 15 colors. There'll be winners and there'll be losers. Someone will be happy and someone will be mad. One time I was a 25-year-old pastor, and I had all the women come to church one night to help me pick out the color. Oh my goodness, they get to going on. And it was not, I never did that again. Amen. I learned that, you know, a camel is a horse designed by a committee. Oh, tonight, God, this church is not committee-driven, but it's pastor-led. Hallelujah. You are led by the Holy Ghost. There's a fire by night. There's a cloud by day. And I just sense that the cloud is moving. The fire is moving. Tonight, I encourage you to follow the fire. They were walking with Jesus after the resurrection, and they didn't even recognize the Lord, but then they said, did not our hearts burn with us? Pastor, did you know the Lord wants you to just tell you this? Follow the fire. Praise God. You know, when you announced that, I felt the fire for the breakfast. Praise God. And you lit my fire for the breakfast. Hallelujah. Can the men come to that at 7:30 or 8? I'm just joking. But I tell you what, there's things that God will give you a moment to do if you can't help but do it. Follow that fire. Sometimes churches have ministries and they're on life support. If you had to hunt paddle it four times to resurrect it, you're trying to get volunteers for it. No, I'm only going to count to 100 one more time to see if there's anybody that would come out and help us with that. Maybe we need to get the hole for that ministry and just let it die a natural death. And grieve over it for a minute and say, now, God, you show us what you want us to do. Oh, I've had times where I'd say, God, what's my idea? Well, this other church is doing this, Lord. We ought to do that. But then God would give me the fire within that the still, small voice spoke to me, and I'd go forward, and that was the blessing. And it kept them alive, and it was good. But then one day the Lord said, start blessing through another system. Let's say that again. They had manna to get things, and then the Lord said, I'm going to start blessing you through another system. And the system was so good. He said, I'm going to take you to the promised land. This fourth city was Jericho, and he said, everything in that city belongs to me. He wanted them to give him everything in Jericho. He just get by, just barely make it, and just thank God we had enough money before we brought him extra money over, and all we needed. And hey, I've been here before, I've reached the point. Friday afternoon and said, now this is still Friday, right? Because I mean, if you're putting this in under Monday, I'm dead. Don't hear, but I've done that before. And I've followed down grocery store aisles before and said, you got too much potato seed in your car. You got to put something on the rack. And I had a calculator with me. But, oh, blessed is God, praise God. But in order to get them into the promised land, you've got to generate the first fruits. Give God the first and the best of it. Just take the best of it, just give it to the Lord, and then let God bless you. Praise God. He said, I'm going to do things for you that you don't deserve, that you didn't earn. That's what the promised land is all about. A generational blessing to come on you. Oh, this church is going into the promised land. You're not just going into the promised land, but your children are going into the promised land. Something when Moses read the bulletin and said, everybody that's over 20 is going to die in the wilderness. They became a circle of funeral procession. In fact, there's a scripture about this. He said, your days will be finished for one time. And God said, yeah. Died in the wilderness that was when you had 7 years to live. He didn't have 120 years to circle the world in the wilderness. He wanted people to go into the wilderness. But God said, Caleb and Joshua are going to go because they have another spirit. And let God give you another spirit tonight. Let God give you a spirit of faith. Let God give you a spirit of increase. When the devil scares others, you rise up in the name of Jesus and say, I'm not scared of you, devil. You're under my feet in Jesus' name. Let God give you a spirit of faith, a spirit of power, a spirit of might, a gentle spirit. You want to know what kind of spirit you need to have? The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, humility. Oh, that God would settle on you. Oh, God's peace. Turn to someone and say, I'm going somewhere. say it again, I'm going somewhere. Say, I'm not stuck where I'm at. I don't care what you're going through tonight, it's going to be bad. I don't care what the devil's tried to pull on you. God's going to set you free. I don't care how sick you are. He's the healer of your body. I don't care how broke you are tonight. God is going to provide for you. Follow the fire. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm not going through a struggle. I'm not discouraged. I'm not defeated. But God is bringing to pass dreams that I've dreamed in years past. Oh, bless him over there. God, give him rest, give him strength. Oh, I pray that he'll come back with such a report and such faith in their heart that they'll say, "Can I see anything like it?" And I pray that the first time he preaches back here again, he'll say, "Whoa, something's gotten into you people." He'll say, "There's been a germination in the spirit. There is a seed of faith that's been deposited in you. I can't go around in circles. I can't die in this wilderness. I'm going forward by faith." Oh, wow. Every person is a promise. Every person is a place that God will give you rest. And you can have it, and you can carry it. The old timers, they were good on talking about heaven, and we didn't particularly talk about heaven more, but they'd say, "You know, like, when we all get to heaven, but God wants to bless you in the here and now. God wants to bless you here below. There's an end time harvest that needs to come in. Jesus is coming soon. There's another revival that's coming to America. We are living in the last of the last days. And now is the time." Say that the prophets were better than a lot of stuff that's on there today. Jethro, Moses' father, he spoke to Moses and he did that. He said, "I want to give you a promise." He said, "Put some over my feet, some over my head, some over my heart, so that you can see me. Listen. Jesus. David, the Lord is putting up a skeleton of leadership into this house that's going to be powerful. Yea, even as the steel girders will grow up in that new building and stand in place, the Lord will establish leaders in this house that will be steady, that will stand strong, that will be long-lasting for years, that will not shift, that will not move, who don't care to be seen. Will say will be moved before you. I'm going to say that again. Everything that's happened in this place thus far has been the Lord establishing this work upon a rock. Anymore. God's got a blessing for me. God's got favor for me. God's got something good for our family. I'm coming out of the wilderness. I refuse to stay in this wilderness anymore. And if you'll believe God, He'll raise you up. We've got an announcement for the house tonight. You're the smallest you'll ever be right now. Hallelujah. We got an announcement for the house. You've got the least amount of money you'll ever have right now. You'll enter in. You'll go in. Thank God you can put a lot of people in the wilderness. Loves his children.